I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Comedian Derek Stru.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Group, he joins us. We're sorry to get to you a little late, Derek. We had an interview that ran a little long. Our apologies. How are you?
Oh, no worries at all. Just glad to be here. I'm doing great. How y'all doing today?
We're doing good. We're happy to have you on the show. You've got a brand new comedy album out called Eating Dinner Twice. You're on the road touring with your comedy act. How'd you get into comedy? What made you go that direction? I always ask when we have comedians on the show, when did you know you were funny?
Oh, yeah. When did I know I was funny? That would have started at probably a young age, getting in trouble, you know, being a rascal. But when I really believed I was funny was probably the locker rooms growing up, you know, when you're in high school and you start joking around with your peers and your buddies, and you kind of get in that environment, you know, you're in the 11th, 12th grade, and you really start getting comfortable with making fun of each other and having a good time. That's about the time I probably believed it. But I got into comedy, and, you know, I used to run a bar in the town I went to college in, and I just decided if I heard Wagon Wheel one more time, I was going to jump out a window. So I decided to do comedy about once every 3 months just for my friends and as a fun little thing, and one thing led to another, and then here we are 9 years later. I moved to Colorado from Alabama 9 years ago, and things have been moving fast ever since.
Yeah, I guess the follow-up to when did you know you were funny is when did you know you had a perspective, because that's kind of what comedy and stand-up comedy is all about, you know, setting yourself apart, telling stories uniquely, sharing things about your own life. So when did you know you had a perspective? When did you know that, you know, your life could, you could draw upon your own experiences for things that you said on stage?
You know, that I don't think you can know that until you get in front of an audience. You know, and that's when I found out, you know, I've always had a unique perspective. That's what I've been told. I kind of see things through a different light. I think Southerners do in general. We explain things different. We see things a little different sometimes from the life we live down there. And so I didn't realize that was unique or anybody even cared to hear that until I got in front of an audience and, you know, did some open mics, did a couple shows, and then I realized, oh, well, maybe my voice is unique. Maybe the way I observe things is different. Because when you grow up in the South, which I think is where most of the funniest people are, you don't know that you're that funny because everybody around you is pretty similar. And then you go to the middle of the country and you just start talking about your afternoon and everybody goes, now that's talent. And you go, well, I'm just telling you what I did today. So, you know, it's interesting how that comes about.
That's good stuff. We're talking with Derek Stroop. He's out on tour right now. He's got a brand new comedy album out. You've been on tour with people like Bert Kreischer and Larry the Cable Guy, John Chris, Nate Bargatze. You've developed your own style of comedy, and it's high energy. Tell us about that. How did that all come about? Where you have to try to be a little, you have to try to set yourself apart a little bit, I would think.
Yeah, you know, I think mine came about pretty natural in the fact that I've always kind of ran in a high gear. I'm an excitable person. I it's easy to get me going. I start at zero, but I get to 100 in a hurry, and I didn't realize how well that would play on stage. You know, my whole life I've always been told that I was a lot. You know, you're a lot, and then you get on stage and everybody goes, no, that's the perfect amount. So then the frustration and the yelling, and I found that a little bit as I went on, as the years went on, and maybe my fifth, sixth, seventh year of comedy, I was in Denver on stage in the back of a bookstore, and they weren't giving me anything. They did. They hated my accent. I feel like they were projecting a lot of thoughts on me, and I snapped, and I started getting angry and kind of yelling the same bits that I was doing. I started to yell them, and I started to say I'm frustrated, and the room just got into a tizzy, and everybody started laughing, and then I realized that that might be an angle for me.
So, you know, there's a lot of really good comedy that is coming out of the South. I think traditionally there's been a lot of good comedy that's come out of the South. So what kind of necessitated the move for you to Colorado? How did that change maybe your presentation or your point of view? And how have you kind of shared those new experiences on stage? Or is it just about sharing the old experiences because people in kind of this part of the country are a little foreign to that?
That whole album, that the Eating Dinner Twice album that I've got out, is really a lot about the move from Alabama to Colorado. At least half that album is, because, I mean, that's about as close to time travel as you can really get. And I talk about it a lot, all the way from, the perspective of Carhartt. You know, it became a mainstream brand. Hipsters love Carhartt, which blew my mind. I'm from Harvest, Alabama. We've been wearing Carhartt my whole life. I never thought it was never cool. We never put on Carhartt in high school and thought, man, the women are in trouble today. You know, that's not how that worked. And to see now, you know, everybody that works remotely is dressed like a chicken farmer. That jumps off the page to me. What might not to other people, but to me, those type of observations are very clear to me, and I just take them right to stage and been getting a really good response out of it.
Talking with comedian Derek Stroop, his new comedy album is called Eating Dinner Twice. It's on Larry the Cable Guy's label, Get Her Done Records. So I would imagine that's one of your inspirations, Larry the Cable Guy. Who else have you kind of paid attention to as you have honed your craft?
Well, the first comedy special that I ever saw that really piqued my interest in comedy was Robin Williams Live on Broadway, 2006. He's a complete lunatic in that set, and it let me know that comedy can be done in several different ways. It doesn't have to be this certain cha-cha, you know, bang-bang punchline, because I don't do comedy that way. And so that was the first inspiration. But besides that, I mean, you know, the best way to describe me and the people that have inspired me, I'm somewhere between Ron White and Bill Burr. I've, you know, got a little Lewis Black in me. And those are just guys that I've always enjoyed that, you know, almost don't even seem like they're telling jokes. It just seems like that they're talking, and the funniest parts are just where they're kind of frustrated or where they're making a point that you didn't see coming. And so those guys, I would say, would kind of be the nucleus of what got me here today. Been a big Ron White fan my whole life.
Yeah, so you talked about going 9 years ago, and I try to follow comedy pretty closely, and I listened to your album today. It's very good. I'm just always interested in how kind of the grind changes, because it seems like, you know, things have changed in comedy. Now you have to be on reels. You have to produce short content. You have to have a podcast a lot of the times. You have to be a guest on people's podcasts. So how has it changed for you? And what's been a kind of tried and true way that you found to kind of build an audience?
That's a great question. With me, it was a tough transition. I'm not naturally a tech guy or a social media guy. I didn't get into comedy to have anything to do with social media, so that was a big adjustment for me and took me a little bit to figure that out. I just wanted to be funny. I wanted to grab a microphone and talk to strangers. So for me, it's been reels. It's been just sharing clips. I've got 3 or 4 clips that have gone viral, and that's the name of the game these days. It's just, unfortunately, you know, there's just more, you got a lot of TikTok comedians and stuff that are going to kind of clog up the schedule. And sometimes you got to wait for them to be terrible on stage a couple times before you get to get in behind them, because they have a million followers because they can do a handstand holding mayonnaise. So
I am with you.
Yeah. So I am doing it the old fashioned way. I have the same management as Nate Bargatze, and and Jim Gaffigan and those guys. So I grind it out in the clubs and small rooms and hone my act night after night, city after city, and I think it's a better product in the end.
Final question here for Derek Stroop. He is out on tour. Of course, we don't really have a comedy club in Wichita anymore, but he will be nearby. He'll be in Springfield, Missouri, later in August, and in Kansas City, Missouri, coming up in December. So what's the meaning of eating dinner twice?
Well, I mean, it's exactly how it sounds. I'm a big fan of fourth meal, and initially it was fourth meal, and then Taco Bell did not love that. So we switched it to more of a literal version, which I ended up liking better. But it's just a fun story on there about how I learned about taco trucks. I didn't know anything about them, man. And when I moved out here and they were like, hey, this guy's going to fill his truck up with burritos and drive around until he finds you. I mean, that's humbling. You know, that's a blessing. And so I got a nice long story about my experience with taco trucks, and that's kind of where the name of the album came from, to give people a heads up of what they're getting into.
Well, we really, really appreciate your time, Derek. We wish you the best of continued success. You're one of those comedians who really is starting to become a guy. So thank you for being on the show today. Best of luck with your new comedy album, Eating Dinner Twice. We hope to talk with you another time.
Thank you all so much for having me. I just wanted to give a quick shout out to Winfield, Kansas. That's where my fiance's family's from. Love that little town. Just wanted to give them a shout out.
That's where I'm from.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I was born there.
My wife
was born there before hospital.
Yeah, her grandparents lived there, and her sister, and I mean, she's got most of her family lives in Winfield, and it's a great little place. So I wanted to give it a shout before I hopped off of here.
All right, cool. Thank you, Derek. We appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Thank y'all. Have a great day.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.